from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
One more thing to iron out, huh? That's the latest twist in this. Mike Garofalo, among the national reporters, seems to be the one who's doing the lion's share of the talking about this story. It's 2 o'clock, 2:04 actually, on August 14th. We have not heard from Adam Schefter on this in almost 2 days. That is so bizarre to me.
Why do you think it is?
I think he just said, the hell with this story.
I'm sick of it.
I think he's...
Of course, the one story, not that you're not plugged in on a lot of stuff, but the story you are extremely plugged in on that I would say you've had first is such a tenuous, tough story that a man who makes 8 figures a year to do this stuff wanted to wash his hands of it like he's Pontius Pilate.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Aiyuks of our lives.
That's what this soap opera has done to even the best of us, Chris.
So I had to go stop at urgent care because I wanted to make sure I didn't have like an ear infection or like some sort of strep throat, because my ear and throat has been bothering me. You know what they told me? Jaw muscle issue. One of the possible causes, stress.
And that's what you have, jaw problems?
I got to get on a steroid, yeah, for like some sort of a TMJ, like the one side of my jaw.
My late stepmother had a horrible case of TMJ.
Do you know what that stands for?
I do, actually. Something joint.
Yeah. Hold on.
Temporomandibular.
Yes.
There you go.
Check out the big brain on Pony. I got TMJ issues, and one of the potential causes, in addition to like chewing something weird or grinding your teeth, is stress. And do you want to know what is the one stressor in my life right now?
Hold on. I think I might know.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Aiyuks of our lives.
It's the god dang Brandon Aiyuk saga, which never ends. It never, ever ends. And it would be appropriate after all of this.
If you trust Garofalo, it's on the verge of ending, because there's only one more thing to iron out.
But Pony, it's been on the goal. It was on the goal line on Monday. Last Monday.
What is there to iron out? I mean, he's saying...
A shirt?
He's saying that the 49ers number has gone up. And here's what we know about the offers. San Francisco, allegedly, reportedly, was at 26 when training camp started. $26 million a year. And the Steelers are somewhere between 28 and 29. If they've gone up, if it's by $1 million, it's 27 versus 28. And Garofalo said, Aiyuk's preference is San Francisco, all things being equal. I know 27 and 28 are not equal, but they're damn close.
What about it's cost of living out there, too? We went nerd wallet on it yesterday.
The cost of living, exactly right. $27 million in San Francisco. I mean, that's... In Pittsburgh, that'd be like $44 million a year. He could do so much more with $27 million here in Pittsburgh. But my theory on this, and this will be put to the test, if we get news that he's a 49er, then I'll be wrong today. My theory is that this is a PR stunt by the Niners. and that this is another example of them using the media and using Garofalo, and maybe why Schefter has not waded into these waters, but another attempt by them to make it clear that they exhausted every option before trading him for less than their fans want and probably guys in that locker room want.
Because they're trading with one team, and so they have to do something like this because there is not a second team to actually
drive up the Steelers. No one's driving up the price, Mulsey.
It's Eric Carlson. It's another famous California athlete.
And Omar Khan is not going to bid against himself. He's too smart for that. He doesn't fall for that. He don't play that
game. They don't call him the con artist for nothing. So you think this is still...
Do we still have Omar's coming music, or is that gone by the wayside because of... things here, Donnie.
Because of things.
That I probably shouldn't get into.
No, you shouldn't.
Is it gone? It might be.
There it is.
I love the end.
Even get it because you didn't watch The Wire.
I know the meme. I've seen the picture. I've seen the video before. That's the all-time show where I'm like embarrassed that I started it. I was like, the first episode, really good. Good show. And then stopped watching it.
Come! We still have that. So, I think that this is PR by San Francisco. Like, they leaked out Cleveland and New England, even though they knew he was not going to accept the trade there. But they wanted to put those offers out there and make them public. So if they did accept the Steelers trade, it would make Aiyuk the bad guy and not John Lynch or their front office and all this. Mulsey, you have said multiple times that what the Steelers should have done was get Terry McLaurin, even though Terry McLaurin was not available. As someone that wants Brandon Aiyuk and is hoping for Brandon Aiyuk, not just because...
I'm not sure Terry McLaurin was not available. I think anybody's available for the right price.
Oh, what is this now? The Million Dollar Man speech?
The Million Dollar Man.
Didn't he say everybody's got a price?
Oh, I thought you meant like Steve Austin, the $6 million. No. Yeah, I think everybody's got a price, but everybody's going to pay.
But at least they keep him. So it's not like you can point to what another team gave up for McLaurin and say, I would have given up more and I would have paid him more to bring him here. We don't have that.
Okay. Yes, we do not have that.
We have one wide receiver move that I could tell you right now, even as someone that wants Aiyuk and thinks that Aiyuk will make the Steelers a much better team, despite all this BS that has gone on around this. There is one move that they could have made back in March that I think would have fixed this instantly, and we'd be in a much better place about the Steelers right now.
Do tell.
They should have traded for Keenan Allen.
Who went for, what, a fourth?
He went for a fourth round pick.
To the Bears.
Yep. And you can pull up his numbers if you want.
No, they're great. Huge Keenan Allen
Who was
fan.
The more productive player last year?
Keenan Allen.
Yeah. He's older. He's 32.
Aiyuk is explosive in that offense. Keenan Allen is a catch machine.
But here's why Allen would have fit the Steelers better. It would have been in line with the whole we're going for it in 2024 with guys who, if it doesn't work out, like a la Russell Wilson or Justin Fields,
we'll
move on. And there's no big cap penalty. There's no long-term consequences. There's nothing that's like an entanglement that is going to hurt us down the road.
Guilt-free.
We tried it. It didn't work.
It's
Let's go. Keep
stuff.
It moving.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And he, I mean, you, I think, have a far higher opinion of Deontay Johnson than I do.
Why is this getting misconstrued by everybody? I think he and Aiyuk are just much closer together. It's a lower opinion of Aiyuk than it is anything else.
But I think that Keenan Allen does what Deontay Johnson does much better than Johnson does. They are the same type of wide receiver. Allen is just maybe the gold standard at getting open and being a volume catch guy in the NFL. He had 7 touchdowns last year, too. So he's making between $18 and $23 million. I know one's the salary number. I think the cap it might be 23. So what? I mean, think about that. He got traded on March 14th, the same day or the day before Kenny got dealt. Johnson was early in the offseason. You could have done all of that right in a row. Boom. We're not having, if this doesn't work out,
Van Jefferson.
And who's going to get cut in Tennessee? And do the Texans have too many wide receivers? I mean, this is This is eating out of a trash can is what this is, which, by the way, I got so drunk in college, I did once.
No.
Allegedly, yes. My roommate said they saw me down the hall
eating out
in
of
our
trash
dorm.
Can. What were you getting out of the trash can? Was it like George who puts there's the eclair on the
There was
Seinfeld
like a styrofoam
right
container
there.
Of like half-eaten like chicken tenders and fries or something, and I started eating them.
So it was a
them.
Closed container.
Yeah.
You went into the trash.
Yes.
You then picked it out of the trash and ate it.
I guess. I don't remember doing any of this.
Donnie, this is going to sound incredible.
Blackout status.
If it was thrown in the garbage in a closed container at the top of the garbage heap, I'm not defending eating out of the garbage here by him in this setting as not being like a very desperate move, but as that behavior goes, it is far more acceptable if he was eating something that was just self-contained in its own little apparatus there.
Yeah, and you're not truly like dumpster diving.
Yeah, but still, you don't know who was eating it before. I mean, germs.
Did you eat a tender that had a bite taken out of it?
I don't know, Chris.
Okay, that part would be a little different.
I was on drugs.
Can you cut that part? I don't know, Chris. I was on drugs. I think we could use that is a very versatile clip from 2:14 p.m. today. Thank you, Donnie.
Donnie, I'm going to do the same thing I do every day with you. Do the 49ers have it at the one-yard line, or do you agree with my theory that this is just PR by them?
I think it's PR by them. I think, and maybe it's just because I want to think this, that it's been smoke screens by them for majority of this time. Like, it has felt like their last few attempts has been like an old school threat of like, hey, don't make us sign him. We will sign him. Don't make us do this. Don't make us sign him. Like pleading.
It's like Malzi trying to discipline Lennox. I'm this close to taking your
I'm
Nintendo
count to
Switch
three.
Away.
I'm going to count to three and we're going to sign him.
Stuff was taken away this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.